got a sleeper moment on the road I will steal for you. And if you wanna work the street alone, I'll disappear for you. If you want a father for your child, or only wanna walk with me a while across the sand, I'm your man. If you wanna love him.
På lørdag skulle Leonard Cohen ha fylt 90 år, og samme dag startet serien So Long, Marianne på NRK TV. Jeg heter Kristi Vincens og byr på en hel dag via til Leonard Cohen I NRKs musikkanal NRK P13. Det blir gjester som kjenner Cohen godt, anekdoter og historier fra hele hans karriere, to prisbelønte radiodokumentarer og selvfølgelig masse, masse musikk. Leonard Cohen hele dagen fra klokken 10 på lørdag I NRKs musikkanal NRK P13.
If it be your will that I speak no more and my voice be still as it was before, I will speak no more. I shall abide until I am spoken for. If it be your will, if it be your will, be true from this broken hill. I will sing to you from this broken hill. All your praises they shall ring. If it be your will to let me sing.
If it be your will her I musikkanalen P13 13s Cohen-special. Og det også titelen på radiodokumentaren vi skal høre nå. På midten av 2000-tallet bodde Kari Hesthamer en kort periode hjemme hos Leonard Cohen, og resultatet ble dokumentaren hvor han forteller om kjærligheten, poesien og musikken. Og om minnene om dagene på Hydra sammen med norske Marianne Ihlen.
Just fooling around, just remembering. Just remembering. I forget what these songs are. I really gotta learn them again.
Leonard Cohen har glömt sina gamla sånger. Han har ikke spilt det på 12 år. Nå sitter han hjemme i sitt vesle hus og prøver å spille, fordi jeg så gjerne vil det.
Yes, if it be your will, I don't remember it. And I have to learn it.
Men hvis du vil, det det.
I've been blessed with amnesia. I hardly remember anything of the past, you know. I don't have any good memories or bad memories.
Leonard Cohen säger att han är välsignad med hukommelsestap. Att han hopsar ingenting.
You want some of this? Shall I cut you a piece?
Yes, please.
What do you feel like? A little bit of everything?
Jag ville ställa spörsmål och få honom till att minnas. Men han hade advart mig i en e-post före jag kom. My memory isn't all that good.
My life has always felt the same. One day bleeds into another. It's been a lot of sunlight. And then just working, that seems to be the inner voice seems to be saying, make something.
Den inre røsten sier skap noe. Noe vakkert eller viktig eller uviktig, bare skap noe. Den ene dagen blør inn i den andre, og livet har alltid følt det slikt. Vet ikke når denne morgen begynner, eller når denne kvelden vil enda. Bare noen få ting står ut for å lære etter, da barna dine ble født, eller den første gangen du gikk på scenen med gitaren. From this broken hill, all your praises they shall ring. If it be your will.
Yes, my daughter. What is it? How are you, sweetheart? Forget it, darling. Is Daniel here? He's at your store? Okay, sweetheart. Thanks a lot. Speak to you later. Bye. Those aren't my daughter's dogs. Those are the neighbors, the naughty neighbors' dogs.
Your dogs are the nice ones?
My dogs are the nice ones.
Det inga strand, ingen måne over havet. Bare en villa forstad til Los Angeles. Små hager, leikande hunder. En dotter i kjellerleiligheten. Og Leonard Cohen, 71 år gammel og stillfaren. Tynn, litt lågere enn meg. I grå dress og hvit skjorte. Men hvordan var han før, som ung poet?
What was I like as a young man? I don't know. I had a calling. I wanted to be a writer. From very, very early time, I just knew I was going to be a writer. And it was a writer not in a popular culture. On the contrary, it was a writer whose allegiance was to writers that were already dead.
Å skrive, alltid skrive. Fødde meg tunge av gull. Skrive for de gamle store poeterne. Være en av dem.
I just wanted to be one of those guys that did that kind of thing. You know, and my feeling was if I did those things with the kind of integrity and the gift would be given me, that I wouldn't have to worry about my life. There would be money, there would be women. Not in any abundance. I mean, there'd be enough for me.
I was born like this. I had no choice.
I was born with the gift of a golden voice and 27 angels from the great beyond. They tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song.
I've never had much to say, so I'll just keep working on something until something arises that is better than me, better than my thought.
Aldri hatt noko val, aldri teke et verkeleg val. Livet berre bretta seg ut på eiga hand.
I was born like this, I had no choice.
Alltid det same, skriva ei side, gjera ferdig ein song.
There's nothing like ending something, you know, like a song or a book or a record, you know. There are periods when you don't believe you're ever going to finish it. Things are just not going well.
Do you have any plans of making a new record with your own voice on it?
My voice, yes, I'm just starting it now. I have high hopes. I don't know. I need 10 songs, something like that. You know, I have to fill up 50 minutes. And you want it to be good. So I'm going to give it a try.
Jeg ville ha han tilbake til ei øy i Hellas. Hadde laget en dokumentar om Cohen sin gamle kjærest Marianne, hans norske muse, hun som han møtte på den greske øya Hydra og gav songen So Long Marian. Jeg hadde tatt med meg programmet på CD og et engelsk manuskript.
Would you like to listen to the beginning of the
record? Sure, let's hear it.
Jeg ville at han skulle få høre sin store ungdomskjærlek fortellinga, og få han til å minnes.
So that's the script.
Thank you. Put it out.
Darling, I like to try to read your palm.
Great,
yeah.
Køya mi og skulle hente flaskevann og melk. Og han står i døråpningen med solen bak seg, og da ser du ikke ansiktet, du ser bare konturene. Og så hører jeg stemmen som sier, Would you like to join us? We're sitting outside. Men jeg husker godt at når øynene mine møtte hans øyne, så kjente jeg det gjennom hele kroppen. Det vet du hva er. Det helt utrolig.
She's terrific. It is her way of telling a story, and it's just delightful. There wasn't a man who wasn't interested in Mariana. There was no one that wasn't interested in approaching that beauty and that generosity. She was a traditional Nordic beauty. That was indisputable, but she was also very kind. And she was one of the most modest people about her beauty. You know, looking at it from a distance of, 40 or 45 years almost, I see how very rare those qualities are. And she just knew things about the moment, about graciousness, about service, about hospitality, about generosity. And she had that other side too, where she'd drink wine and dance and become wild and beautiful and threatening and dangerous, you know, if you were a man with her. You're hungry now, darling.
Mm, I've just been talking so much, so I thought I'd grab the opportunity to finish my cake.
Yeah, have a little.
Now, Mariana doesn't know, but this is her cook's group. I mean, we got this one together.
Where is it from?
I think it's... I don't know, but it looks Norwegian to me. This isn't a very good wine, but it's okay. Skål.
There you see, you have good memory. Can recall.
Yeah, I can come up with this stuff if you ask me specifically.
You've given many interviews during the years.
Not for a long time.
Ikke i et intervju på lenge, sier han ikke huksa noe, at fortiden ikke interesserer han. Men de minnene som noe verdt lagret en vel, for å kunne ta det fram og se på det av og til. Jeg var på jakt etter fortiden. Han tror på øyeblikkets kraft.
The cordiality of the moment is much more important than the content. But, you know, I accept that I can't really rise to the occasion. It's just the way it is. It's not exactly a lie what one is saying. It's just not deep enough.
Synes det vanskelig å formulere en sanning om det som og har vært, men gjør så godt han kan.
You know, we're in this together. You know, I want to make it as good as we can. I just invite Daniel. Do you have any wood? Listen, this is Leonard, in case you didn't know. How are you, man? Good. If you'd like to come up for Shabbos dinner tonight, you're most welcome. There's a few people coming up.
Cohen inviterer gjester til sin faste fredagsmiddag.
So come up around 6:30. You can make yourself a drink. And
familie, venner.
You know what to do.
Tradisjonell jødisk mat.
Okay, man. Later. I don't know what I could play for you. Just come to the realization that I, you know, couldn't make a living. I had expected that money would come just ordinarily, not great amounts of it, but I thought if I wrote well and books were published, and they were, that there would be enough to finance the next book. I had, you know, always played songs. I'd always been interested in music and played music, never professionally. But I was beginning a musical career for which I thought I was totally unsuited. I didn't play guitar well. I didn't sing well. I thought my lyrics were okay, my tunes were good. I thought I had a voice, but I thought it was written. I thought it was a written voice. So I never thought of presenting that voice on a stage. I was testing out the possibility of being a singer. You can fit it in somewhere, right?
Toner fra den siste plata Leonard Cohen har produsert strømmer ut i stovet hans. Toner så fersk at de ennå ikke utgitt.
So you tell me when you've had enough. Otherwise we'll just sit and listen to it.
Cohen sine tekster om livet og kjærleken. Anthony Thomas sin mjuke stemme.
looking back to San Francisco, wearing my blue Chinese dress, a yellow jacket with padded shoulders, smoking Sobrani cigarettes.
How has love changed throughout the years?
Har kärleken ändrat sig genom livet?
I never thought I was very good at it. You know, I had a great appetite for the company of women and for the sexual expression of friendship. You know, I wasn't very good at the things a woman wanted. You know, I don't know if any men are. I mean, I wanted that immediate affirmation of the, what could I call it, just of the possibility of escaping from the sexual loneliness, the pure loneliness of living with an appetite that you couldn't ever satisfy. So that you know, drives everybody crazy. That drives all men crazy. So, of course, it drove me crazy too. So, you know, that's what I wanted. And so it seemed to be that's all that I wanted. Anything after that, I was ready to negotiate. And I was very fortunate because it was the 60s. And that possibility was very, very present. And for a tiny moment in social history, there was a tremendous cooperation between men and women about that particular item. And so I was very lucky that my appetite coincided with this very rare, what, religious, social, I don't know what you'd call it, some kind of phenomenon, you know, that allowed men and women, boys and girls we were, to come together in that kind of union that satisfied both the appetites.
For we are driving most carefully home, down roads that are floating and veiled. The Golden Gate, it's still gold, it's still great. Nobody's drunk, nothing has failed.
It's so, so soft and deep and, you know, just live in it.
Mm. But your lyrics about love, they have changed from in the 60s to the 80s till
tonight.
Today.
Yes, but I, as I say, I don't know what the changes are, and I don't know what they signify. I don't know what is happening. I'm trying to find out. I don't care what's happening, to tell you the truth. So something is happening, as Dylan said, but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? So that's the way I feel. I'm not interested in the explanation, even my own. I know that the past produces the present and the present produces the future, but I have no interest in the past, and I have very little interest in the man I was then. It doesn't present a mystery to me. It doesn't present a puzzle to be solved. I just feel I embody it, you know. Do you want something to drink? Some wine, some aquavit, some...
We have a little tea.
I love you in the morning. Kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden star.
Marianne and I were in a hotel in Piraeus.
Tillbaka på 60-talet. Marianne och Lennart på ett enkelt hotell i Piraeus.
And we were both 125.
But now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are blue.
We had to catch the boat back to Idra. We got up and we got a taxi. And I've never forgotten this. And nothing happened. We were just sitting in the back of the taxi with Mariana, lit a cigarette, you know, thinking, I'm an adult. I'm with this beautiful woman. We have a little money in our pocket. That feeling, I think I've tried to recreate it hundreds of times unsuccessfully. Just that feeling of being grown up with somebody beautiful that you're happy to be beside. You know, where all the world is in front of you, where your body is suntanned and you're going to get on a boat.
Vi satt i solen, vi lå i solen, vi gikk i solen, vi lyttet til musikk, vi badet, vi lekte, vi drakk, vi diskuterte. Det ble skrevet og elsket, og det var ganske flott, vet du, å kunne ha det sånn. I 5 år hadde jeg ikke sko på beina, ikke sant? Da han reiste tilbake til Montreal, så gikk det ikke lang tid før jeg fikk et telegram. Have house. All I need is my woman and her son. Love, Leonard. Sånn var det.
I remember her arriving at the airport in her fur coat. She had 2 heavy valises in each hand. I was prevented from entering that area, but I could see her through the glass, and she couldn't wave to me because she couldn't lift the suitcases up, and she didn't want to drop them. She was moving, you know. So she waved to me with her foot. I remember that very, very clearly. Excuse me. Hi, sweetheart. What are you doing? Oh, listen, darling, I'm just in the middle of an interview. Yeah. I'll speak to you later on tonight. Okay, darling. Bye.
Did you feel that love was risky sometimes?
Risky?
Yeah.
It's dangerous. Never mind. You know, it's fatal. It's a risky business. I had to go crazy to love you. I had to go down to the pit. I had to go crazy to love you. I had to let everything fall.
I had to go crazy to love you. Had to go down to the pit.
I had to be people I hated. I had to be no one at all. Tired of choosing desire. I've been saved by a blessed fatigue.
I'm too tired to cool.
The gates of commitment unwired, and nobody trying to leave.
Crazy to love you. You who were never the one whom I chased through the souvenir heartache, my braids and my blouse all undone.
That's the way I describe certain moments now in that process. Thanks for the dance. Thanks for all the dances. It's been hell. It's been swell. It's been fun. Thanks for the dance. Thanks for all the dances. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1.
Thanks for the dance. I'm sorry you're tired. The evening has hardly begun. Thanks for the dance. Try to look inspired. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. There's a rose in my hair. My shoulders are bare. I've been wearing this costume forever.
This is brisket. A friend made for me.
Det luktar middag på det gamla kvitmålade köket till Leonard Cohen. Han ställer restan mat till kvällens fest. Gästerna kommer om ett par timmar.
It's a kind of traditional.
Cohens gamle vän Eric sticker en tur inom och snusar i grytorna.
Oh, nice. How you
feeling? How you doing, bro?
Stuff like that. Now, who's this guy?
That's Mariana's.
Oh, wow.
That's Mariana's.
And it makes opener. Perfect.
It's the best opener I ever.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful when the kids or my friends come on a Friday night, and I know what the form, you know, of the meal is going to be, and I know what the tone is going to be, and it's very, so for that reason, it's very relaxing.
Leonard Cohen trivs best hemma, likar att det sker lite. Han har ikke turnert på 13 år, var vrak etter den siste runden med over 100 konserter.
I was wrecked at the end of it because I started drinking an enormous amount of red and wine just to get on stage. And it wasn't that I wanted to be drunk, it was this particular wine and the music went together perfectly. And, you know, after I had a bottle or two, I really wanted to sing. It started with a few glasses, and then it was a bottle, then it was two bottles. By the end of the tour, I was drinking three bottles of wine before I went on stage. I don't think anybody ever knew I was drunk. I don't think I was drunk. In fact, I know I wasn't drunk because I can't play when I'm drunk. At the end of the tour, it's like you're being dumped into a desert and you don't remember where your house is, you know, or what you did with your driver's license, or if you still have a car, or a girlfriend, or a wife, or children. I mean, you're just lost. It's
cold. Sliten etter turnéen, over 100 konserter, så stopp. Som å bli dumpet i ørken, uten å vite hvor en gjorde av førerkortet, eller om en har bil, eller kjærest eller hus. Ingenting føltes viktigere enn å trekke seg tilbake. Leonard Cohen gikk i kloster.
I didn't know what else to do. And nothing seemed to be as urgent as studying these matters.
Ble ordinert til munk og tente for sin buddhistiske lærer Roshi, som han møtte og ble så fascinert av for nesten 40 år siden.
So I moved up to the mountain and after a while I became ordained as a monk. I mean, you're doing it for a reason. It isn't just, you know, to build up your muscles. It's not just a macho exercise. It's to kind of cook your mind so that you can hear what he's saying, because you can't hear what he's saying if you're all full of yourself. So there you get so tired that you can't pretend. And that's all a monastery is a place where they make you so tired that you give up pretending. You know, I never stayed in show business. You know, I guess I should have. You know, if I had wanted to really establish a certain kind of career, but I didn't have any appetite for that sort of thing. It did, you know, I always wanted to go back to a little room in Montreal, or go back to my house on Idre, or just stay in that corner where you're sitting.
Plateutgivelser, turnéer, så tilbake til et stille rom, tilbake til et lite rom.
The light came through the window. So in you know, you run into your life and it shipwrecks like everybody else's life, and you mess up and it collapses, whether it's with a woman or yourself or your own mind or your confidence or whatever it is. It goes. It happens to everybody.
Men så kolliderer en med sitt eget liv, og det havarerer for deg som for alle andre. For dette livet skapt for å slå deg over ende. Ingen meistrer det.
So, you know, that happens to you, and then it gets kind of tricky. Because sometimes the collapse is so thorough that it destroys your capacity to work. If you're lucky, you can somehow protect just that tiny little corner of your life from complete destruction. Everybody experiences this. Because this life is designed to overthrow you. Nobody masters it.
I'll try to say a little more.
Happy when my life is uneventful and I don't have strong feelings about one thing or another.
Didn't used to be like that.
No, it didn't used to be like that. It was very much a sense of struggle and not defeat actually, but weariness of the struggle. After a while you just get tired of your own drama.
Lei av sitt eget drama, lei av at alt var en kamp, alltid på veg. Hvordan var det å turnere da sonen og datteren var små?
There was no problem. I always knew they were well taken care of. I was always escaping, anyways. You know, I mean, a large part of my life was escaping. Whatever it was, even if the situation looked good, I had to escape because it didn't look good to me. So it was a selfish life, but it didn't seem so at the time. It just seemed a matter of survival. You know, I guess kids suffered and people close to me suffered because I was always leaving. Not for very long, but yeah, I was always trying to get away.
I've been listening to all the dissension. I've been listening to all the pain. And I feel that no matter what I do for you, gonna come back again. But I think that I can heal it. But I think that I can heal it. I'm a fool, but I think that I can heal it with this song.
What makes you really happy today?
Well, I have a little drawing here. Only one thing made him happy, and now that it was gone, everything made him happy. So that's pretty close. I feel tremendously relieved that I'm not worried about my happiness. There are things, of course, that make me happy when I see my children well, when I see my daughter's dogs, glass of wine. But what I'm so happy about is that the background of discomfort, of distress, has evaporated. It's not that the emotions don't come. It's just that the background is clear. Before, it was all one piece. It was very dark, a sense of things being deeply not right. And, you know, by the grace of God, that feeling has evaporated. So I can feel real sorrow now. It's not just the sorrow that emerges from the sorrow. It's not just the melancholy that emerges from the melancholy. So when things touch me in a sorrowful way, I can speak about them, and more important, I can feel them.
Før var alt svart. En känsla av at ting djupast sett ikke var riktige. Nå har det mørke bakgrunnen lettet. Kan føle ekte sorg nå, ikke bare sorga fra sorga, eller melankolien fra melankolien. Året I kloster på et fjell I California gjorde det kanskje litt ljusere.
That was connected with it, but I don't know what it was. I honestly don't know. The religious life generally is, it generally strengthens the ego and makes people really miserable because the promise is so cruel. The promise is that you will live a life free from pain. You know, if you get enlightened, you will never suffer again. Well, that's a very cruel promise because nobody can live without suffering. Doesn't matter how advanced or fulfilled or enlightened an individual is, he'll never be free from the sorrows and pains of the moment. If someone steps on his toe, he's going to cry out. And if someone steps on his heart, he's going to cry out.
Is life easier now than before?
Much easier.
Why is that? Wisdom?
No. The brain cells associated with anxiety begin to die. And you just feel better. It doesn't depend on meditation or whether you brush your teeth in the morning.
Det ingen bølger her. Men hvis du vil, det det. Bølger som de som skåler opp på strendene på Hydra.
Days of kindness. Greece is a good place to look at the moon, isn't it? You can read by moonlight. You can read on the terrace. You can see a face as you saw it when you were young. There was good light then, oil lamps and candles, and those little flames that floated on a cork in olive oil. What I loved in my old life, I haven't forgotten. It lives in my spine. Mariana and the child, the days of kindness. It rises in my spine and it manifests as tears. I pray that a loving memory exists for them too, the precious ones I overthrew for an education in the world.
All right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. Fredag kveld og middagsselskap.
Oh man, 1967 coming back on us. Wow.
Gamle venner samler rundt spisebordet I stova. Tøyservietter på tallerkenen. Sølvbestikk. Gammel laksestetteglas med gullrand.
What a great song. Always been one of my favorites.
No one's ever really.
Well, Rod Stewart.
Wow.
Beautiful. Let's play
it
one more time.
All right.
I love it.
It's incredible. I mean, what a little poem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cohen henter munnharpa si, og lydmannen hans gjør klar gitaren.
Doing the Jew's harp?
Yeah.
I knew it. The Jew's harp.
Let's just sing it, man, over and over again.
Yeah. Once you get the words right.
If I listen long enough to you, I'll find a way to believe it's all true.
What do you want? Where do you find your real pleasure? You know, what kind of table do you have to sit at? Who does your company have to be? You know, to satisfy the criteria that you had when you were young. I mean, does everybody have to be beautiful? Does everybody have to be rich and smart? Do all places have to be, you know, well appointed? You know, does your own life have to be yielding applause and admiration? You know, if you're lucky, the scale gets reduced, so you still want those things.
Cohen går på kjøkken og tar oppvasken. Klokka 10 står han i boksershorts og t-skjorte og sier godnatt. Gjestene held fram. Resten fest og neste morgen.
Solo!
Det morgon I en forstad til Los Angeles. Leonard Cohen har ryddet etter gårdsdagens selskap. Han sitter I sin blå sofa med beina på salongbordet. På bordet ligger et utkast til den nye diktboka han skal publisere til høsten.
What's your favorite?
In the book? There's some nice drawings. I don't know if I have a favorite. What I like about the book is it doesn't try to be important. I think that's what I like about it. It pretends to be modest.
Pretends to
be? Yeah, it pretends to be modest. Well, how modest can it be, actually, when, you know, it's going to be published and people, it's going to, you know, and I'm going to be asking people to pay money for it.
Read me something?
Okay. I'll try to read you something. I can't really find anything that I
did you like?
Could stand reading. there must be something, huh? Well, let's read a little later.
If it be your will. Leonard Cohen, som ikke vil huske, spiller sine gamle sanger.
If it be your will, if there is a choice, let the rivers fill, let the hills rejoice, let your mercy spill on all these burning hearts in hell. If it be your will to make us well, and draw us near, and bind us tight, all your children here of light, all dressed to kill, and in the night, if it be your will, if it be your will. Give me that one song, you know.
If it be your will that I speak no more and my voice be still as it was before, I will speak no more. I shall abide until I am spoken for, if it be your will. If it be your will, that a voice be true from this broken hill, I will sing to you.
Lytte til musikkanalen P13 og vår Cohen-spesial. Dette var svenske First Aid Kit og deres live-versjon av Cohen-låten If It Be Your Will. Og før det så hørte vi Kari Hesthamar sin dokumentar ved samme navn. Det finnes mange tusen cover-versjoner av Leonard Cohens låter, og om litt så får jeg besøk av Inge Bremnes som ute med en helt ny tolkning. Men aller først nå, dette her Father John Misty og hans glittrende gode cover av Anthem.
sang at the break of day. Start again, I heard them say. Don't dwell on what has passed away or what is yet to be. All the wars, they will be fought again. The holy dove, she will be caught again. Bought and sold, and bought again. The dove is never free. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Signs were sent, the birth betrayed, the marriage spent. Yeah, the widowhood of every government, signs for all to see. And I can't run no more with that lawless crowd, while the killers in high places say their prayers out loud. But they've summoned up a thundercloud. They're gonna hear from me. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in. You can add up the parts, but you won't have the sum. You can strike up the march, there is no drum. Every heart to love will come, but like a refugee. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack. A crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in.
Dette
er NRK P13.
Hjertelig velkommen til Cohen spesial her I musikkanalen P13, Inge Bremnes.
Tusen hjertelig.
Du invitert fordi at du ute med en helt ny Leonard Cohen cover. Vil du fortelle litt om det?
Jeg har kommet en, nesten som et cover av en cover, av Alle vet jo det, som jeg egentlig fikk et, det startet ved at jeg fikk et, en forespørsel fra plattselskapet som lurte på om jeg kunne lage et cover av Leonard Cohen til den nye serien som skal ut.
So Long, Marian.
Og så har jeg ikke hørt ekstremt mye på Cohen som aktivt. Det har vært en slags sånn backing track til barndommen min, som har spilt på en CD-spiller I bakgrunnen, men at jeg har liksom, når jeg begynte å spille og bli interessert I musikk, så var det Metallica, og det var, etter hvert så ble det liksom sånn intrikat prog-rock, og så på en måte på et eller annet...
Ikke en gammel visesang fra Canada.
Nei, det tok litt tid før den tekstinteressen på en måte manifesterte seg. Og da har du liksom, når du da begynner å nærme deg 30, og så har et helt sånn bibliotek av Cohen-låter som du skal prøve å sette deg inn I, så det en ganske stor og tjukk materie. Men dette var også en av de låtene jeg på en måte begynte med for å komme inn I liksom det han har gjort, rett og slett, det han har skrevet.
Det var på en måte døråpningen til universet.
Ja, rett og slett.
Og det du gjør også ganske spesielt fordi at du coverer din tantes norske cover av, ja. Av Leonard Cohen, nemlig Kari Bremnes, og alle vet jo det, som altså kom på 90-tallet. Og du har valgt å gjøre den norske versjonen du også. Vil du fortelle litt om det?
Jeg jo... Først og fremst en norskspråklig artist. Og så hadde jeg lyst til å på en måte... Jeg følte at Leonard Cohen har en historie som han forteller med den låta. Hvor han på en måte en slags sånn gammel, sint gubbe som sint på verden.